This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In writing his latest nature book, author Robert Sullivan studied his subject in its natural habitat. He spent a year's worth of evenings surrounded by garbage in a forgotten New York alley. Sullivan's book is called Rats, Observations on the History and Habitat of the City's Most Unwanted Inhabitants. Throughout America's history, rats have been in the shadows, and Sullivan's book chronicles their often untold connections with the human environment. On a rainy evening last week, Sullivan returned to one of the oldest alleys in Manhattan and spoke on the phone with NPR's Renee Montaigne.
Describe where you're standing.
I am standing in kind of an excellent, disgusting place. As disgusting places go, this is a very excellent disgusting place. I'm in an alley in Lower Manhattan, and it's got those great high walls. It's dark, it's drippy, and there's trash along the walls. And the best, the sort of keynote detail, is the steam rising in the middle of the alley. It's turning out to be a nice night for rats.
One of the ways you've described rats is as nature's mobsters.
Yes.
Well, it's really easy to picture a rat in a trench coat with a machine gun.
Yes, and as I like to say, I hope the rats don't take it personally. Nature's mobsters, yes. And, you know, mobsters use rats a lot in their patois. If you rat somebody out, or if you get out of there first like a rat, it all comes out of rats leaving the ship first. Everybody thinks rats are getting out of the ship because they have some knowledge, some secret knowledge that the ship's going to go down. But no, it's just because rats live in the crummiest place in the ship, which is down in the hold, which is the lowest part of the ship. So when the water comes in, they're the first guys out. But, you know, right now, here we are in the alley. And as a matter of fact, there's some rats running along this one wall. They're coming out of a hole. I'm seeing where they're coming out. And here comes a guy now, a young rat, a juvenile rat. He's going back to the nest. You know, he's going to make trips, as he's been doing, back and forth to the food. And then he's going to, you know, mellow out for a while.
Did he just, you'll pardon the expression, scurry by?
Yeah, there's a lot of scurrying. And they run along the walls. And this is an amazing thing to me. The phrase that pest control people use is thigmophilic. It means touch loving. They love to touch. They love to be against the wall. And rodent people or pest control people like to say that if you took down the walls of any building or any alley that the rats are in, and there goes the juvenile rat, by the way, running back to the lot to get some food. But if you took down the walls today, the rats tomorrow, because of muscle memory, would get up and run the same course, even though there wasn't a wall there. They would remember the walls, and this, I like to think, it's rats having a sense of history. But I want to say that there's also several larger rats now coming out of the hole I was mentioning before.
And you're not worried they'll come at you?
I am very worried they'll come at me. I'm the biggest coward you ever met as far as rat professionals go, or semi-professionals. You know, I'm not even semi-professional. I'm definitely a rat amateur. But as far as being afraid, I'm definitely one of your more afraid rat watchers, yeah. Oh, we have some trash coming into the alley now. A big cart of trash being brought in. I don't know if you can hear that. Can you hear that?
Yeah. You know, looking back in time to the beginning of, I guess it would be rodentology?
Yeah, that's one word that they use for it.
You write about a man by the name of David Davis.
Yeah.
Who was quite a pioneer in the field and also found out all kinds of things about what rats really do versus the mythology of rats. And one of them was most interesting, and that is that, well, I'm not surprised you're seeing so many rats because people in New York City think, and a lot of people think, well, there's a rat for every person. 8 million people, 8 million rats.
Yeah. Rodentologist Dave David, the pioneer of urban rat studies, he went out and figured out that there were only about a couple hundred thousand rats. It's such an excellent sounding thing, one rat per person. It's a statistic that people want to believe.
If you see a rat during the day, do you know something's wrong?
If you see a rat during the day, that's the worst possible scenario in terms of your rat infestation. A rat during the day means that he or she has been kicked out of the rat colony because there's too many rats. They go for their food at night, but they're saying to this other rat, we are doing the food at night. You have to go out and find your own food during the day. Good luck to you. So that's saying that the rat colony is very big. If you see rats during the day, that's a sign that you need to call in the professionals.
We're going to leave you in the alley with the rats.
Thank you.
Robert Sullivan is author of Rats, Observations on the History and Habitat of the City's Most Unwanted Inhabitants. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.